Blog Talk Radio.
I was born in Chicago, and then about age 8, we moved out, the family moved out to Nebraska, where I was raised, and then since moved to Oklahoma. But the thing is that I had a lot of family in Chicago, so I would, we would take quite a bit of trips during the summertime to Chicago. I would spend a couple of weeks with my grandma there and her apartment above my uncle's place in Chicago is like a totally different world compared to most places like, you know, the Plain States or, you know, you get what I mean. So one summer I was in Chicago and I remember my grandma's driving around. Chicago to me was huge, big city life, you know, compared to Nebraska and lived out on the farm. So you can imagine. And when she would put on the radio, WWLS was this big station in Chicago, and they put on all these tunes, and they just seemed so hip, so cool, you know, from a, you know, little Nebraska boy. And anyway, this song came on, and it was really popular that summer. I don't know. Sometime in the early 70s. And it was just, and the I believe that song is sung by the band Chicago. So it kind of fit, you know, Chicago. I was in Chicago and it just was like so cool. And I remember going to, at that time, Sears was a big store. And so my grandma always shopped at Sears, and she would take me into Sears, so me and the siblings. And she would say, well, okay, you could pick out one item you want for your trip. You know, if I'm coming out here, I'll buy one item. And I saw this Seagram's, this light up Seagram's, something you put, like, I guess most people would put that like on a home or a bar. And it would say Seagram's, and the thing inside would twist around so that the lights inside would make it look all like bubbly. It was just so cool. You know, I just had to have that. I don't know why, but it just, with that and the song, I took that home, and I had the song, and I would play that in my room. You know, put that Seagram's thing on at night, almost every night when I went to sleep, and envision myself in Chicago. So, and with the song on, of course, Brandy. So, there you go. Little reminiscing there. Okay. And I haven't played that song in a while either, but I thought it was due time to do that. Okay. We got a great guest here. Psychic medium Bonnie is here to take your phone calls. So call on in, light up the lines, and you're going to be in for a treat. I guarantee you, people just love Bonnie. And I won't say who, because I do protect someone's, you know, privacy. But I will say that one of the guests from this show, from this very show that I know you guys love, spoke to Bonnie, among other people, and really got a lot of great help from Bonnie. And this person has asked other people for help, couldn't get any help, went to Bonnie and got help. So, and that's one of many people have contacted me and said, wow, Bonnie is amazing with their private readings. And I will tell you this before we go to Bonnie, and we'll go start going to callers right away, okay? Get your pen and paper out. I'm going to give you Bonnie's phone number, because you're definitely going to want to, after the show, contact her to set up your own private reading, because the special that she offers is something for a first time call for Journey of Light listeners that everybody can get involved in. So, I mean, it's cheaper than probably going through McDonald's. Okay. So for $19 for a 30-minute private reading, for only $19, Bonnie's offering that special this week only for the Journey in Light listeners. Special 30-minute private reading for only $19. Okay, here is Bonnie's phone number that you can call right after the show. Not now, okay? You need to call the radio show. We're doing mini readings. We don't have time to do no 30-minute calls. 540-294-5193. 540-294-5193 is Bonnie's phone number to get the special 30-minute private reading, only $19. It is a steal at the rate and the quality of reading and the personal care, the help that goes along with Bonnie's readings. She has a heart of gold. I give her that heart of gold seal, which I don't give out just to anybody. And that is so important in a reading, I believe. Okay, there you go. Okay, the number to call into the radio show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. And we will bring you on to the show. Now, here's something. I just got this text message. Now, this is cool. See, I bring you everything. Okay. Okay, so I have someone, her name is Susan, and she is actually one of our partners in the Journey in Light homeless mission, and with Jennifer Taylor and myself, and I so love Susan. And she sent me a message, and she had a reading with Bonnie private, and she was just blown away. And she says, she just sent me this message, said, listening to you and Bonnie on my earbuds right now in my allergy doctor's waiting room. Love you too. So, love you both. So, isn't that special? So, see, people listen to this show everywhere. It's the days of listening to the show, like just in your house, are gone. And a lot of people don't understand that, but the majority of people nowadays listen to this show on their phone. I get the reports. So I hope you're doing, you'll be doing better soon, Susan. And thank you so much for giving me that heads up where you're listening to the show live. I love that. I wish more people would do that. It's nice to hear. Nice to hear. Okay, we're going to go to Bonnie, and then we're going to go to your calls. So once you call in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. 347-884-8245. Pandrea's coming up in 2 hours. She is wonderful. If you haven't heard her before, that's because she was on Thursday, like really early, like noon, okay? And I know a lot of people can't come to the show Thursday at noon. For a lot of reasons. So she's going to be here. Her new time now is Mondays, 8 o'clock Eastern, okay? So she'll be on tonight taking your calls. And then the psychic cop, Chuck Bergman, with Angel Messenger Marilyn Posick, our psychic roundtable, are together to bring in your calls tonight at 9. That's going to be a wonderful show. Hope everybody can be there. And Christy, our brand new guest, is going to be starting her first show Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern. Write it down. She'll be taking calls. She is wonderful and a sweetheart. And, man, she's really great. So in for a treat there. So a lot of great changes, additions, just a lot of great things we are bringing to you here. And last thing I'll say, Vincent Pace, if you didn't hear him last Tuesday, who brought in my dad who passed, he brought in my dad with my brother a couple years ago, and he gave me the time of my dad's death, since my dad died in the middle of the night, and he also told me the last minutes of my dad's death and what happened. It was amazing. I might even play, I think I got that recorded, and I might play that tomorrow night. But Vincent will be here for at least one more show. It might be his last show, and because he's taking Michelle's spot for one more week as she's on vacation. But we'll be back next week. So Vincent Pace, write it down, circle it on your calendar tomorrow at 9 Eastern, okay? So, there you go. Okay, we'll add some time to this show, so don't worry, okay? So, okay, let's bring Bonnie on. And, all right, Bonnie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael, thanks for that big build-up. I really appreciate it. And I'm really happy when people call me. It makes me happy.
Well, you're very welcome. So it's like there's so much to say. It's like, you know, when do I stop here? But it's, you, I know you love Susan too, and so
I do. I love her, and she introduced me to a friend of hers, and I love her too. So I love everybody that's called me so far. They've all been very pleasant people, lovely people from Journey into the Light.
Yes, yes. And it's amazing, the Alabama connection. I mean, all these years I've been on this show, and I can't think of anybody from Alabama, really, that has come to my attention. And now we have Susan and Christy, at least from Alabama, who've been really big parts of this show the last couple of months.
Well, it'll be exciting. Alabama must be an up-and-coming state, huh?
Yes, I know. I asked both of them. They knew each other. I thought, what's going on here? Are you guys in a sorority house or what? I don't know. And they're like, no, we don't know each other. So, anyway. All righty. All right. You ready to get to the first call?
I sure am. Let's try it.
All righty. Let's do it. Okay. So, let's go. We're going to bring in... let's go and everybody call in, press the one on your phone after you called in. Let's bring in Kathleen from Massachusetts, I believe.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Kathleen.
I don't think I ever spoke to you. I usually don't call in this early, but, you have a great special running. So after this, I might be calling you right directly. For a reading.
That'd be lovely.
I got the number written down and everything. I have a question about my finances. They're really poor because I'm living off of SSI. Do you see, and I don't know how it would happen, more income coming to me that I could have afford a car or how I could get a new car?
Well, just from a practical point of view, not from a psychic one, I ran into a young woman in Charlottesville, Virginia, which is about an hour from my house here. And she was a young mother with two children, and there was some organization that she was able to get a car from for free. They just gave her the car to
help
her.
I think I know the organization, but where it is pretty far from me, the closest one. I think I know what you're talking about. You don't see a new car coming in for me, do you?
I have a friend who whenever she needs anything, somehow it shows up. So I would say to you that it is more than possible, but you have to open yourself up to how it's going to show up. Do you understand what I mean? You have to be able to open up the possibilities there and allow yourself to accept whatever might come your way. And I've heard of other people doing this before. Let me look for 1 minute, because for some reason when you first called in and said finances, I felt like you would be able to, even on SSI, get a little bit more income from someplace. And I realized...
Well, the only thing is where I live in subsidized housing, the more you make, you've got to turn some over to them. So
right,
I understand
that. So, you are in a bit of a pickle. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I've been like this for years.
Yes, you are
in
a bit of a pickle.
And you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If I get off SSI, I can't afford my doctor's appointments and my prescriptions and everything else, and I need them.
Understand. Yes, I do. I believe the car issue can be resolved, but you need to be looking around, and even if someplace is far away, you need to make that phone call and just put it out that you want a car to show up. Look on Craigslist. Sometimes people just want to give away a vehicle, but just put yourself out there so you can try to improve your situation a little bit, because you definitely need a vehicle where you're living. You're too far from everything.
Yeah. Do you see it actually happening? I mean, I even wrote letter after letter to Ellen DeGeneres, you know, people in need. And my car is 17 years old, and I really need a car. But I don't know where you see it coming from.
Well, that's just it. You can't look at the how of it. You've just got to put yourself out there and start looking places, you know. Look at organizations that might be able to help you, churches that might be able to help you, friends and family that want to just get rid of another old car or another car, maybe a newer one that you've got. But you just need to start looking. If you don't put the energy into that, you're certainly not going to get anything to change. So I know it's hard, but you have to do it. You just have to do it to create for yourself a better situation. And, you know, in front of us, we have free will as people. And nothing is ever set in stone in the future. And I could sit here very nicely and say, oh, yeah, you're going to get a car. But I can't do that because part of it is what you do in order to make something happen for yourself. And it's probably scary for you because you've been in a cloistered sort of environment for a long time. And you've been dealing with health issues and you've been dealing with just trying to stay alive. You're just trying to survive on what you've got. And it has put you into this horrible box, mostly because you're having health issues, but it's put you in this place where people are unkind and they are not very pleasant with you. And they are, you know, they judge you on where you're at. And it has
You got that right.
Yes, I know.
That's so
and
true.
And
it's family, mostly.
Yes, of course. And it hurts your self-esteem tremendously. And it makes you feel like, I can't do anything. You know, I can't do anything. You got to quit thinking that way. You need to start thinking, I can do it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to find a way to do it. Even if I have to make 100 phone calls, even if I have to send 100 emails, even if I have to send 100 letters, I'm going to do this. There are bound to be resources where people can get what they need. Like this young woman I met in Charlottesville who got she had a PT Cruiser, actually. That's why I started talking to her, because I love those. You have to try. You can't give up. You've let yourself give up. Please don't give up. You have to keep trying to pull yourself into a better situation. And even your health will improve a little bit if you have if your mind can be free of some of your worries. You know, when we worry all the time, we can't move forward. We're stuck. We get stuck because we're worrying. And I understand that better than anybody because I've been in the same spot. So promise me you will not give up, that you will try to look for a vehicle and try to because you never know. Sometimes I've known people who were gifted vehicles just because somebody wanted to get rid of one. You know, perfectly good running cars that just needed a new home because somebody had one too many, or they just needed to get rid of it, or Aunt May died, or, you know, do you understand what I mean? There's always somebody who needs, look in Auto Trader. Sometimes you can trade your car.
Yeah, I've
people.
Seen that magazine at the grocery store.
Yes, get that one because I think that might be an interesting outlet. Just don't give up. That's my message to you, is don't give up. Don't let people judge you. Don't let it pull your mental health down because you can't physically do things you used to do. Don't do it. Don't give up. Will you promise me you won't give up?
I haven't yet.
Good girl. That's all I need to know, that you will just keep plugging along, because I'm going to ask Angel to help you and to help you manifest a car that you need. Okay?
I appreciate it, Bonnie. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Okay, darling. I hope this gets better for you.
Okay. Michael, if you can keep me on.
Yes, I will. There you go. You're very welcome. And again, the phone number for Bonnie, now that's not the radio show, but if you want to get in on this special 30-minute private reading, only $19, it is 540-294-5193, 540-294-5193. I will add some time to the show, so don't worry about what the clock says. We're not going anywhere at this moment. So, I just want to say, Bonnie, I really love that reading because it was really what she needed and was so much more helpful than if someone said yes or no, because, you know, it's going to, as you said, clearly, it's going to come down to her, you know, amount of activity that and the energy that she's going to give to finding one. And the important thing is don't give up. Once you give up, I think anybody can answer that question. No one's going to just stroll a nicer car just, you know, if you're in your front driveway. So,
well, it's a very strange thing, but I've known several people who needed cars and they just showed up. I mean, it's very, very strange, because if you have the way of, I don't know how hard they looked or whatever, but if you don't put energy into something, you're certainly not going to get a return on it. And that doesn't, it's whatever it is in life. If you want a boyfriend, if you want, you know, a better job, if you're sitting at home on your sofa and you're not putting the energy into making your life better, how's it going to get better? You know, angels want to help you, but they can only do so much from their side. It's partly up to you to kind of, and there are other ways. Like, I didn't know that there was an organization, I'm sorry, I don't remember what it is, that gives away cars to women, especially, who need to get back on their feet. I had no idea there was anything like that. So I hope she's able to move forward, and I hope that did help her. I mean, I'd like to magically say to everyone, you know, well, yes, you're going to get a boyfriend or a husband, or yes, you're going to, but part of it is you. You've got to put forward the effort to find the things in your life that you want. And I'm really practical. I didn't come on this gift, you know, the gift came to me when I was born. So, it, you know, for me, I'm still a skeptic and I'm still practical. And that's the thing. I look at things from a practical perspective, not just a metaphysical one.
Yeah. It all comes down to how bad do you want it? And that's in anything in life. And I always, you know, believe that is really your answer. It's, and that's the only negative thing I have with some psychic shows where I've heard some readers, you know, say, oh yes, I see that boyfriend coming, or I see that brand new car coming to you, and then go on to the next caller. You know, that might make the person who called in feel really good right at that moment, but I guarantee you the next day they're back to square one, they're feeling miserable, and they have no clue what they need to do. So what you just did really helped her, if she takes the advice. So,
yes, thank you.
That was good.
I hope that helps her a lot.
Yes. Okay, let's go on to the next call here. Boston, Annette, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm good. My question is in regards to, I don't even know if I should even call, well.
You sound upset. Are you upset? You sound upset.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, sweetheart. That's no
I'm
problem.
Sorry.
That's all right.
My
what
question
can
is
I help you?
It's
what
in
can
regards
I help you
to,
with?
What I thought was, a friendship that was evolving, and I had to back off from it, because it was.
It wasn't a. it wasn't a good fit for you. That's what I'm hearing. It wasn't a good fit for you.
Yeah.
And you, right. You are extremely soft-hearted, and because you're also really sensitive to things. You're not just soft-hearted, but you're also very empathic, very sensitive to things. So whenever you have an attachment to someone or something or some pet, whatever it is, whenever you have an attachment to something or someone, it is hard for you to let that go when it doesn't go well or doesn't work the way that it should.
Mm-hmm.
You chose the right thing. I'm going to talk to you in code here. You
okay.
made the right decision because the circumstances were not as they appeared to be or as them to be because you weren't exactly told the truth. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes. What was it that I wasn't told the truth on?
I feel there was several things, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel there was an influence that was, I'm still talking in code to you here, but I feel like there was another influence that was very negative. And one was a person and one was a substance. Do you understand that?
You don't have to speak code to me. Tell it, girl.
Well, I'm trying to be gentle here. I feel like that there was some substances involved, you know, some substance abuse, alcohol or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nothing maybe very hard, but enough that the personality of that person was very, it would shift on you quickly. And,
yes.
Yeah, that's what it was, honey.
Yes.
It would just shift.
I knew it was
really,
something
really
like that.
Fast.
Yes.
And that's what it was.
I'm like, wait a minute. One minute you're nice, the next minute,
right?
You're distant.
The other way.
The next minute you're this and you're that.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I need to get my butt off this roller coaster and fast.
Well, the other problem with this person was, there seems to be some chemical imbalance, not just the substance one, but there seems to, you know, sometimes people who have chemical imbalances drink and do other things to make themselves feel more complete or normal or balanced, and it really honestly doesn't work.
Yes.
And that's what was going on with this man. And then there was somebody, I don't know if it's mother or somebody, talking in his ear all the time. And a very demanding person. And this is... this is where.
Thank you.
So just let it go because it was not good for you. Things happen always for a reason, so just remember that.
Yes.
And you are wise.
You are confirming. You are confirming exactly what I was feeling whenever I was in a conversation with this person. Whenever they walked away, I felt confused.
Yes.
I felt off balance.
Yes.
And I'm like, what? I mean, just how you and I are having a conversation, that he would walk away. And then a couple of minutes later, I'm like, my mind starts racing.
And what just happened,
and I'm
right?
confused.
What
yeah,
just
like,
happened to me, right? Yeah, like being struck by a car or standing in the headlights or deer in the headlights, whatever you want to say.
Yes,
but,
like he'll go through the door, he's fine, he'll come back in, and it's like... What a shift!
Well, it's an imbalance of some sort, and you've made the right decision. That I can tell you, because when you're with someone, they should make you feel good. They should be, you know, you've heard that saying, a soft place to land. They should be the person that you can confide in and that will back you up and support you, and person that you need to have. You deserve
it. And I never felt that way with him. I never truly opened up to him, and I always ask myself, why do I not trust this person? But they can come to me and tell me just about anything, but not everything.
Well,
but I would never open up to them.
You need to absolutely listen to your intuition. When you feel that way, that's a red flag to you, dear.
Yeah.
So
it most certainly
it.
Was.
Yes,
it most certainly was.
It. So
I'm like, you know what? I need to get off of this.
Don't be upset. Don't be upset.
No,
go celebrate.
I'm not.
Go out to dinner with a girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, live it up for the night. Take care of yourself. Take a bubble bath. Whatever you do, I'm a movie watcher personally.
Me too.
But I love movies. So
me too.
You know, watch something and drink cocoa or eat some Haagen-Dazs or whatever. And celebrate the fact that you're not caught in the revolving door of craziness, which is really not a place to be.
Yes, and I'm thinking, what could have happened if I honestly, in my gut, in my soul, I never wanted to become physical with him, even though he's charming. He's very charming.
Oh, they're the worst ones.
He's very charming. There was a part of me that wanted to become intimate. There was a part of me that's like, I couldn't go there. I could not go there with him. I couldn't. I just couldn't.
I think that was wise also. That's your intuition saying, don't do it.
Yes. I knew because my sister passed away, and she suffered with bipolar and the manic depressive and up and down of her moods
illness.
And everything. And of illness, yes. And I didn't want to judge, but I'm like, something's wrong here. Because you just can't go from being a nice guy to all of a sudden you just shut down and you disappear and then you come back and you're happy and everything. And the next day there's like this dark cloud over you.
Yeah, just cut off all the ties. And see, since you had that with your sister, try to recognize it the next time it comes along. We're nice people, so we want to believe the best, but sometimes you can't.
That's true.
I do it too. I'm totally guilty of it too. And we try to, we cannot live the other way. We can't think everybody's terrible. So we try
to
give everybody the benefit of the doubt because that's the kind of people we are.
Yes.
But at some point, you've got to go, wait a minute, something's not right here. What is it? And then listen to your intuition and back up.
Yes. So you say it's a chemical imbalance and I wouldn't say alcohol, but substance abuse.
Something, you know, it's like he has this chemical imbalance, and in order to medicate it, that's what he does. And a lot of people with that problem do it. Rather than go get some actual medical help, they try to, and they may not always recognize it. You know?
But that's very common. Do you think he's aware that he has this imbalance?
I don't know, but I doubt it. He thinks that's how he is, which is common also. See, in order to fix something, you have to recognize that it's a problem. But if you don't recognize that it's a problem, you can't fix it, right? Like a cat chasing a tail.
But if people are not, well, I can't judge because I don't know. I mean, if people are not saying, hey, you know, what's going on with you? Or what's up with the mood swings, or what's going on with you?
Yes, but people who have that issue, if you say that to them, very often they explode because there's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine. It's you, right?
It's you,
So let it go.
Yeah, okay.
Say God. Say thank you, God, for getting me out of that.
Yes.
And thank you, angels, for getting me out of that. And let it go.
Yes.
And,
I'm glad I listened this time.
the next person up, when he comes along, and you need some recovery time here, so don't expect it to happen tomorrow.
That's
but when the next person comes up, you will have more information, and you will know better the next time.
Yeah.
And just don't invest so much of yourself until you're sure.
That's true. That's very, very true. I dodged a bullet. You know how many bullets I've dodged?
It's because you're using your intuition a good way.
Yeah.
And so you now need to talk to your guides and angels and say, please find me this right person.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always work. Sometimes we find the person we need to learn from, not the person we should spend our life with.
Exactly.
But it can
exactly.
be interesting. It can be very interesting.
Because
me, I would get a cat.
You know, I'm actually thinking about that. I'm actually thinking about getting what is called a Maine Coon. Have you ever seen those cats?
I love those cats. I had black ones that were humongous. I called them Rocky and Rambo. They were twins. Yeah.
I'm just so totally in love with these cats, and it's like, I've got to get one. They are
get
just...
Get a cat. Forget the man. Get the cat. The cat.
Yes, I prefer a cat. Really?
Man.
I really
yes,
prefer
get,
a cat.
Get the cat. Get that book that's called Cats Are Better Than Men. There's a book called Cats Are Better Than Men. It's very funny. It's a funny book.
But you know what's interesting is that there is someone... Just an acquaintance that I talked to who happens to be a young man, and I noticed the duality from my former friend to him, and it's like we have conversation, and there's no pulling, there's no draining, it's beautiful. It's like, wow, this is what how it's supposed to feel.
That's right.
That you walk away and say, hey, have a good day. And it's just, you walk away feeling good. I didn't have to pull anything from you. You didn't have to pull anything from me. There's no games been played. There's no confusion. There's no what's happening. It's just beautiful. I'm like, this is how I want to feel. That's how
well,
I want to feel.
I tell you what, I need to move to the next caller, but if you want to chat with me some more, you feel free to call, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, Bonnie. You have just really, wow.
No more crying. You go be very happy that you did not get hit by that train, okay?
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so, so very much. Thank you, Michael. God bless you both.
All right. God bless you, Annette. Take care.
Bye-bye. You as well.
All right. And, wow, great greeting, great conversation. But, yeah, before we go to the next call, I hope everybody does reach out to Bonnie to get a private session so you can go longer. It's only $19 for a 30-minute private reading. We just can't go that long, and that was extended call there. But the phone number to contact Bonnie is 540-294-5193, 540-294-5193. And Susan says, Bonnie, thanks for the shout-out. She's not sick. She's getting her weekly shots for allergies. And she said about Christy being an Alabama girl, she says, Bama girls got to represent. Can't wait to connect with Christy. So
Susan, you will love Christy, and Christy will love you, that's for sure. They're lovely. Both of them are sweet as they can be.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Okay, well, we're staying in the northeast part of the country. This is northeastern day for your show, Bonnie. I don't know when you must have put some energy out in that area. Let's go to New Jersey and bring in Carolyn to the show. Welcome.
Hi, Michael. That was funny. Thank you for the energy.
Yeah.
Very cute. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Carolyn. What can I do for you this afternoon?
Well, something interesting is happening in my life. I'm going to have organizing some live events, and I'm actually, this is a new one, and I have to do a little write-up, which I'm almost finished, and I'd like to know if this gentleman that I'm trying to hold the venue, you know, I would love to have an event there at this particular venue, and I'd like to know if this gentleman is going to accept it. Is he going to be open for this kind of spiritual event?
Well, I think he would be, but this is weird. When you first came on the line, I felt fart around you. I don't know what that's all about, but I feel if you don't like art, it feels like you should.
I do love art.
Well, I feel art all around you. I don't know what the heck that means, but yeah, I feel art all around you, and it feels like, hang on just a second, okay? You're interested in the man, but the other side wants to talk to you about the event.
Yes, the event.
So I'm
yes.
sorry, we're switching gears on the question here. It's not my
fault.
I love it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I need it. Actually, that would be a second question, but I know I can't ask a second question because I was going to ask about the event. Thank you.
Well, the
I
event.
They know what I mean.
I don't know about the event that you're working on right this minute, but I think it will be successful. But at some point, you have to do an event. It's either in a gallery space or someone's home that collects art, or it's going to be sort of a more of a high or an upscale thing with
yes.
with a different, better, I don't want to say a better class of people, but a different class of people than
yes.
what you normally attract. And there's some excitement about the fact on this other side. They're talking about the fact that art, for some reason, I don't know what it is with art here, but the art and the event would somehow coincide, and it would be much more successful maybe even than your previous event. Does
yes.
that help you at all?
Well, I love
this
art.
Is,
I love music.
This,
but and
yes.
I integrate music with the event, which, I'm planning on one, actually, in the fall. And a violinist. So I really, I love art as well. My house is filled with art, and I love art. To me, it's like it's
well, I don't know
beauty.
If you're supposed
beauty.
To do it at your house. Or I see both. I see like a house and a gallery. I see two things. And so it might be two events, or you do it in one of those two venues. But it's a classy event, it's a very classy event, and you will combine it with multiple kinds of things. And it may even, I'm hearing, be able to get a lot of media coverage if you want to, if you put it out there. So
I feel like this
is an event that might be coming up, but you need to get the word out to the media people, yeah. That's what they're saying to me. You need to let the media know. However you
wow.
do that, wherever
this
you are, you need to let them know that so that they can come cover it. Like
wow.
I'm here in arts and entertainment. So like if you have arts and entertainment reporters
yes.
and things, those are the people you want to talk to.
Wow.
And you're persistent. So you could do this. You're very
yes.
persistent.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm very outgoing. But this would have to be with, let's just say, a medium involved in it as well, like giving readings in the gallery and prominent people this is kind of just some other entertainment.
Well, it feels to me like at some point, because I feel these two different kind of venues, like a house and a gallery. The gallery event feels like a classy event that's different, than what you usually do. But I feel like you could also do something in someone's house where, you have psychic people and, like a holistic kind of event, if that makes any
yes.
sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
It
wow.
would be a more intimate setting. But for some
yeah.
reason, the art in this house also plays an important role.
Mm.
I don't know if it's just atmosphere or what, but maybe it makes the place more comfortable. I think it does, but yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, you've got stuff coming your way.
Yay, more money.
You've got things coming. And, you are very good at promoting things, so get out there and talk to the reporters that you need to so they will cover your event.
Yeah, I've done it before for other people, and, first time I'm doing it for myself, starting things on my own. But I've promoted people and companies exactly that way, by calling the media. I love to schmooze.
Pick up your contacts and go for it, because it's going to happen.
Thank you so much.
And that's more important for you, apparently, than the gentleman, because they didn't want to talk about that. They want to talk about other things. So,
I guess it's there. That's neat. I love it. You know, it's like they always tell me the direction where to go. So I really appreciate it. That's beautiful. This is new. You made me so happy. I love surprises. I love new things. So I got both. I got both.
Excellent. Well, good luck, and I know it's going to be great for you.
Oh, wow.
Publicity.
Thank you, Bonnie. God bless you.
Publicity.
God bless
publicity.
You. Thank
publicity.
You so
much. Don't forget the publicity.
Yeah. Publicity.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
Wow. It's bigger than what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it is. To plan that way, you know.
Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome, my dear.
I'm so happy. Thank you so much. Have a lovely
evening.
You're
welcome. You too.
Thank you. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate it, and we appreciate everybody's call. And I think I'm going to need to wrap it here because my computer is acting up. But we made it almost an hour, which was really good. So more than we had planned, so that's good. But yeah, I'm going to have to reboot. And so that's a good, I just went down. So let's end it here. And good show, Bonnie. Great calls.
Thank you. I hope we got everybody in who wanted to be.
I think so.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I'm sorry your computer went down. That's never good when that happens, is it?
Oh, it's okay. It just needs to be rebooted. No biggie, but anyway. So.
All right.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah. So we got all that out there. And yes, 8 o'clock Eastern, right, for Pandrea.
Right.
So we got about an hour to everybody have dinner and all that good stuff. So. All right. All right, Bonnie.
That's
we'll see you in about an hour. Great show.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you. Great. Enjoyed it. All right. Hopefully I can sign off here and the computer will let me. All right. We'll see everybody in about an hour. Thanks, everybody.